Support comes from Stuart Peterson, since 1985 offering strategic commodity consulting and marketing services to help producers manage market opportunities and risks. Stuart Peterson develops strategies customized to each client's goals and operation size. More information at stuart-peterson.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening Commodity Market Report. The chief executive officer of Bunge believes that oilseed processors will profit from strong U.S. soybean crushing margins through the beginning of next year, as demand from domestic livestock producers and importers remains strong. Bunge CEO Soren Schroeder says that the U.S. has been the world's cheapest origin for soy meal exports for months, and he adds that the lack of supply has forced the company to take the unusual step of transferring soy oil to facilities in the eastern U.S. from facilities in the west to meet customer demand. Schroeder goes on to say that the slow pace of crop sales by farmers will likely stretch also into next year. This morning, we have new price limits that went into effect in the trading floor of the Chicago Board of Trade. The new initial price limit effective today for corn is 25 cents a bushel from 35 cents. For soybeans, it is 70 cents a bushel from a dollar. And for wheat, the Chicago Board of Trade wheat, 35 cents a bushel from 45 cents. And KC wheat, it is 40 cents a bushel from 50 cents. The expanded limit prices, should we go limit up on any given day, corn the second day would be 40 cents a bushel, soybeans $1.05, Chicago Board of Trade wheat would be 55 cents a bushel, and KC wheat would be 60 cents a bushel. All those limits will remain into effect until the first trading day in May of next year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,372, is down 18.5 points. The NASDAQ, 46.42, and it is up 11. And the S&P 500 is 2018, and it is up 0.5 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Weather conditions across the Midwest will be relatively tranquil today, even though some showers will be working their way into some of the westernmost parts of the region for a little while. The precipitation will eventually increase to the point where there will be some significant precipitation occurring, but much of it will be in the lower parts of the region and will be confined to mostly Tuesday into Wednesday. The majority of that precipitation is expected to be focused on the area coming out of portions of southeastern Kansas and Missouri into southern Illinois and maybe some neighboring areas in the western portions of Kentucky. In that little corridor, we'll probably see rain totals that could run anywhere from around 3 to 8/10 of an inch, and perhaps some local totals getting over an inch, but a lot of the heavier precipitation will stay outside of key Corn Belt country. We will expect the rest of the Midwest to see a few showers and a little bit of drizzle coming out of the frontal system that will work its way through the Midwest. Precipitation will be in the western parts of the Corn Belt here today. We'll look for a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to a couple tenths of an inch in a few spots. Precipitation will definitely be erratic today. Tomorrow it'll be a little bit more organized, occurring just shortly before dawn from portions of Missouri up into Wisconsin and Michigan, and we'll look for the precipitation to shift off to the east-southeast rather swiftly during the course of the day. We'll expect a secondary little disturbance to come into the region on Tuesday afternoon into Wednesday morning across the northwestern portions of the Corn Belt. This system will have enough cool air with it that perhaps some snow will fall, but mostly in North Dakota and northern portions of Minnesota. The disturbance will move on through the Great Lakes region as we go into Thursday morning, and we'll see some light snow in those areas as well. Most of this accumulating snow will not likely be all that impressive, but perhaps a dusting upwards to 2 or 3 inches will be possible, and most of that is going to be on the northern fringes of crop country. We'll anticipate yet another little disturbance to race across the region Friday into Saturday. This, too, will have some cold air behind it. We'll see some rain showers accompanying it, but this system is going to move fast enough that it probably won't leave behind much in the way of significant precipitation. The system will go ahead and exit out of the region as we move towards the into the weekend, but yet another disturbance will likely come across the area as we move on into the first part of next week. The bottom line here is that there's obviously a succession of weather disturbances that will be moving across the Midwest to interfere with late season farming activity at times. It looks like the northern parts of the region will be more impacted than other areas. A little caution is certainly advised here as well. There's too much cold air in Canada during a big part of the weekend coming up and early part of next week, which suggests in the model data that perhaps the storm systems will take a more southerly track. I think that we'll see a correction in that a little later today when the models take away some of the cold intensity. In the meantime, our temperatures are expected to be rather mild across the region for a big part of this week. Highs today will be in the 50s and 60s across many areas. A few lower 70s may occur in Missouri or Kansas. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow to run mostly 50s and a few lower 60s again. And we'll expect to see the warmest weather abate for a little while with a cool air mass coming in from Thursday into Friday and Saturday. At that time, we'll see highs mostly 40s and 50s across the region with a few 30s in the far northwest. Our low temperatures at night are expected to run mostly 30s and 40s this week, although tomorrow morning we'll see quite a few areas in the 40s and perhaps near 50 degrees in the central parts of the Midwest. Otherwise, we'll cool down over the weekend into the upper 20s and 30s northwest and 30s in the southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Buy your tickets today for our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference. It's November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. In addition to our great marketing panels on corn, cash grain, and soybeans, we've got keynotes on crop insurance, including the ARCPLC decision and farmland values. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter, December wheat, 592 and a quarter, down 1.5. Soft December, 529 and a quarter, down 3.25. December corn, 372, down 4.75. March, 384.5, down 4.75. July, 399.75, down 4.5. November soybeans, 1035, down 11.5. January, 1035.25, down 14. July, 1047.75, down 15. December soybean meal, 383.70, down 5.30. December soybean oil, 34.40, down 40 cents. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you very much for asking. In recent trading sessions, Aaron, it's been all about the demand side of the equation, primarily revolving around the continued difficulty of getting commodities to the places they need to go in a timely fashion due to train and truck issues. But we do have a WASDE report coming up, I think, next week, and crop production and WASDE. So how quickly do we turn back over to the fundamental side of supply, and what does it mean going from here into the report?
Well, I think we got a little more focus on supply probably this week, especially when we'll see some private estimates continuing to come out here over the next few days preparing for that Monday crop report. I think it's going to be interesting to see what the trade thinks on yield. It's been speculated now at this point they're probably not going to see any acres adjustments at this point in the November report, or at least very minimal acres adjustments. So it'll be interesting to see what they do on yield. You know, as harvest has moved north and west, it seems like the producer has been a little more disappointed in yield. So we'll see if the USDA factors any of that in or not, at least maybe not seeing yield increase, maybe even a possibility it could go down somewhat. But I think we'll see production a little more of the focus here this week. And then after that, you know, then we kind of go into that period where we have to talk a little bit more about demand because we won't see any production updates in the December report. And then we'll work on trying to chew through some of this large supply we have. But at least the focus early on, Dave, this week seems to be more back on, you know, active harvest progress over the weekend on both corn and soybeans. We'll see that number adjusted again here this afternoon. Expecting corn to be around 65% done, beans around 85% done. So we're moving through this a little bit. And it seems like the meal story, at least to start the week, has kind of died down here, which is causing things to kind of relax here a little bit.
Thank you, Aaron.
Have a good day.
You too. Aaron Kurt is at Midco. He is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. December corn, 372 and a quarter. And it is trading down 4.5. March, 384 and a half, down 4.75. July, 399 and a half, down 4.75. November soybeans, 1036 and a quarter, down 10.25. January, 1037, down 12.25. July, 1049, down 13.75. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.